The scene of a crash that killed six young people last weekend is believed to be a large concrete hole, referred to as a tunnel access shaft by the city, measuring 10 meters wide and 20 meters deep, located right in the middle of McKay Road in Southend Barrie. The car plummeted into the hole and caught fire, according to a family member of one of the victims. The crash is believed to have happened sometime between 4 and 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 27, but the crash scene was not located until Sunday at 2 a.m. by a Barrie police officer. All six people had been reported missing on Saturday and had been on their way to the casino at Georgian Downs in Innisfil, not far from where the crash happened. Although it's unknown how the road was blocked prior to the crash, large concrete blocks are now in place at the site. Barrie Today spoke to residents Thursday afternoon who live in the area of Veterans Drive and McKay Road, where significant construction has been taking place for several months as residential developments are built in the south end. A woman who lives in the McKay Road area said she and her husband had walked up to the hole, prior to the crash happening, to look down inside. My husband has said several times, when looking at the construction zone, that it was a disaster waiting to happen, said the woman, who didn't want her name used due to the sensitivity of the ongoing investigation. As far as driving in there, people take their ATVs in and around there. No one stops them. Both McKay Road and Veterans Drive have local traffic only signs, as well as now having barricades, fencing and concrete, with police monitoring the construction site. There have not been proper signs and blockings. If anyone wanted to get into the dirt construction road, they easily could have, and obviously did, said the woman. This is so sad, so tragic, and never should have happened. The woman said she believes the catastrophic crash could have been prevented. If that hole was covered, we wouldn't be talking here today, she said to a reporter. Another resident said there has never been proper signage near the construction site entrances. At the intersection of Veterans and McKay, there is a security guard who stands there to reroute people who go past the sign up the road, but even that sign just says, local traffic only, said the man, who also asked that his name not be published. But even then, where the crash happened, is at the other side, McKay Road and Highway 27, and there is not a guard down there and no proper signage or gates and barricades like now. Barrie Today also asked if there was anything to stop someone from driving east on McKay Road and into the construction zone. No, nothing like the big blockages they have now. If there was a small thing around the hole, no one would see that at night or at the last minute, the man said. City of Barrie officials have not answered several questions from Barrie Today, including what barriers were at the site prior to the crash and who brought in the concrete barriers that are there now. In a statement emailed to Barrie Today shortly before 6 p.m., Thursday, City of Barrie Chief Administrative Officer Michael Prow said, "We are devastated by the loss of life and the events of August 27, 28. Currently there is an ongoing police investigation, and the City of Barrie is cooperating fully with that investigation. Unfortunately, we are simply not able to provide any additional comment or details at this time." The contractor for the project, Condrain Group, a Concord, Aunt company, could not be reached for comment by Barrie Today. A family member of one of the victims told Barrie Today that all six families are meeting with the lead investigators from Barrie Police and officials from the coroner's office Friday afternoon. Six Barrie residents, all in their early 20s, died when their car went into the hole on McKay Road, west of Veterans Drive. The victims are Haley Marin, 21. Curtis King, 22, Luke West, 22, Jersey Mitchell, 20, River Wells, 23, and Jason Ono O'Connor, 23. Their families continue to look for answers about what happened. CTV News Barrie spoke to Natalie Hawes, the mother of Wells, at the crash site Wednesday. "I need answers," Hawes said. "It just doesn't make sense why they were down here."